Hello, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're listening from. This is Martin Horst speaking, your host on BBS Radio with ET First Contact Radio. Welcome everybody. I have a very distinguished guest today, which I had earlier on in August. Her name is Estaria Venus. Welcome, Estaria.
Thank you, Martin. It's good to be here.
It's very good to have you again on the show. And you know that the title of my show is ET First Contact Radio, so maybe in this broadcast we can shed a bit of light on the ET subject about what you know about ETs and Pleiadians. But I think the most important topic we will discuss today is, of course, the Dolphin Retreat in Hawaii from November the 4th until November the 14th. Is that correct?
Yes. No, actually, it's November the 7th to November the 14th.
Right. And this will be a retreat in which we can all participate. We can swim with the dolphins, enjoy meditations, there's sound healing. So maybe you can share with us what is it about and what we can expect from this retreat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. I do want to just point out that, of course, the retreat is scheduled during this very important alignment time, which we're going to talk about today, this 11-11-11 gateway. And so the retreat is starting on the 7th. It goes through the 14th, and we'll be in retreat and in a sacred ceremony during this very important 11-11-11 gateway. And, of course, on the Big Island of Hawaii, if people don't know about the Big Island is a very important point on this earth. It sits at a very specific degrees latitude, and that degree of latitude has had a lot of phenomenal discoveries as of late, as far as that point being a very specific point on the earth that is receiving cosmic energies of light. One of the grid points, you might say, or points that's like an activation place that brings the light through.
Yes,
and
you know,
we'll talk about that more, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I've been reading the book from Druravalo Melchizedek. It's called The Serpent of Light Beyond 2012, and where he places crystals on specific spots, on specific grid works, like in the Yucatan, at Uxmal Pyramid and Palenque Pyramids, and also in Peru, but especially on the Big Island of Hawaii, where he was, I think, in 2008 or 2009, and he did special ceremonies there to repair the gridwork of the earth. And he also spoke about an island called Moria. Have you heard about it?
Oh, yes, Moria. I've actually been to that island. It's in the Tahitian Islands, Moria,
right,
important point.
Yes. So this retreat, during the retreat, we will pass 11-11-11, which will be, I think, the climax of, or the highest point of the energies, of course, but also from the whole gathering. So are you planning specific meditations on the 11th of the 11th?
Actually, yes. We're going to be going to a sacred temple site. You know, the retreat, Martin, takes place on the ocean in a particular bay on the Big Island of Hawaii where the dolphins come in to swim. So we're going to be uniting and working with the dolphins energetically for the entire time of the retreat. We'll actually be swimming with them. You know, they just swim there and play in the wild.
That's amazing.
It's completely amazing. The dolphins, you know, the dolphins coming from the star system of Sirius, you know, they're operating on such highly intelligent levels. And with their high frequency, you know, they tune into the group. We work with them even before we get into the water. And so they're already tuning into the group, their intention, mm-hmm. what our hearts are coming forth with. And they really bring to each individual what it is that they're needing.
Right.
And they really activate a very high frequency of joy and delight, which is just wonderful.
Yes, I was just listening music from Edwin Goodall this afternoon in my car, and it's the music from the Dolphins. It's from the album called Surf Chilled, and you hear live recordings from Dolphins, and then he's mixing it up with music, which is amazing and very uplifting, only to hear the sound of the Dolphins, but I think this retreat will be just amazing and uplifting for everybody who wants to attend. So maybe you can just share the name of your website so that people know how to reach you.
Sure. The website is estaria.com, E-S-T-A-R-Y-I-A, estaria.com.
Right. And maybe I will tell the story how I came in contact with you. Because since I was a child, I was interested in Machu Picchu and the Inca culture. So I was looking for YouTube videos where there is information about Incas and 2012. Because I always have known that the Inca civilization had contacts with extraterrestrials since hundreds of years. And I always felt there was something special about Machu Picchu. And then I was starting to enter different search criteria on YouTube. And then I bumped into a special video from a retreat that you organized back in 2009, I think, in Peru. And that's how I came to know your website.
Yes. Yeah, that special link of Peru. And, you know, speaking of Peru, and we're talking about all of these grid points on the earth, of course, Machu Picchu is an amazing city of light. You know, it's like an etheric city of light there that has been energetically built. Mm-hmm. And many of us here that are reuniting on the earth were there during those times that that stargate was built. And that, you know, that is one of the stargates on the earth, as well as the Big Island. And so the thing that we want to remember, that all of these points on the earth are being activated in this grid, these stargates, during this 11-11-11 gateway, because this gateway is about this new light encoded information coming into the earth and into our cellular structure of our bodies, which will be the next level and next phase of our evolutionary shift in our consciousness.
Exactly. And speaking about the shift in our consciousness, speaking about this gentleman, which had a very beautiful energy, I don't know if you have seen his videos, but he was giving lectures in Whitehorse in Canada, and it's in the Yukon. His name was Ian Kjell Langold, and he worked together with this gentleman from Sweden called Dr. John Kalaman, and Kalaman made a version of the Mayan calendar where he combines the evolution of consciousness together with the acceleration of time. Mm-hmm. And according to his version of the calendar of the Mayas, the calendar will end on the 28th of October, the end of this month, and then we'll be in a complete state of unity consciousness. And I think this 11-11-11 gateway will be the start of really a new reality, as if I can call it, where we will see beyond the veils of the third dimension, and I think more and more people will start to see orbs and extra-dimensional beings. So I think from 11-11 on, there will be, I think the veil will be lifted. Well, how do you see that, Estaria?
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely, Martin. And thank you for bringing up this time factor, because that is definitely one of the aspects of this 11-11-11 gateway, that it is basically kind of lifting that veil of the conceptual idea of time. And so we're not going to be stuck in this idea of time as we have known it, or the experience of time as we have known it. And it is speeding up, but not only is it speeding up, it's kind of dissolving.
Right. Yes, that's how I feel it. Yeah, continue. Go ahead.
So we'll be, you know, really, you could say, vibrating with much more of our multidimensional selves. And as we are in that experiential vibration of our multidimensional selves, of course, we are, as you say, in touch with extraterrestrials, because it is our star and our soul family that are all around us all the time, that are vibrating at these higher, lighter frequencies that we will begin to vibrate with. And so we'll be starting to come into more of a communion with them. So seeing them, feeling them more, And as well as opening up, you know, we can think of it as opening up to new colors. You know, we've been in this bandwidth of light, of the rainbow light, the rainbow colors here on Earth. And so that's the colors that we've been able to see, you know, that spectrum of light. Well, imagine that spectrum of light. We're coming into this next spectrum with new colors. And with those colors are vibrational qualities that we're going to be vibrating at.
Exactly, and I think that, well, when I look at the sunlight, for example, the last couple of weeks, I see different colors, different pastels of colors that I haven't seen before, and I think it's not just me, and more people are starting to see those thresholds being lifted up between the dimensions.
Yeah, definitely. I'm seeing those pastel colors too, and there's a translucency, wouldn't you say, to those?
Yes, there is. And by the way, it's not only seeing those colors; it's also feeling specific energies with the sunlight. When I see the sunrise or the sunset, or just the sunlight shining over the area where I live, I have the feeling that there's more love coded into into the light of the sun. You can feel more love there.
Yeah, I agree with you. I agree with you, Martin. And you know, this sunlight, it's really important for us to be, you know, in honor. And a lot of the ancient cultures, of course, I mean, my gosh, the temple structures on this earth are built in mathematical proportion to receive that sunlight in at particular angles to create particular activations, you know, and that is part of what's happening here on with all the alignments that are coming up. And particularly, of course, we know the summer and winter solstices are, you know, the structures are built to receive that sunlight. And so that sunlight coming in is so important because that sunlight is the biological information. It's the codes that come into our DNA that determine that biological information, that activate that information that is actually stored within our cellular structure inside of our DNA.
Exactly.
And so, yeah. So
and
when
it's
we
also
hear,
helping us to speed up the ascension process, because I have read in several blogs that the sunlight with these codes are activating our DNA so that we will have, at the end of the ascension process, we'll have 12 strands of DNA and 12 or 13 chakras.
Yeah, exactly. And so that's really what's happening. And you know, that sunlight is coming into the waters on the earth, you know, and it's very important for us to be aware of the alchemical balance of the elemental forces here on the earth. You know, the way that the relationships, the ratios of that elemental balance is the alchemy of creation. And so that sunlight is penetrating and coming in to not only the earth, but also into the oceans.
Yes, it's programming the water.
Exactly, and it is programming the water. And that water of the oceans is the same water, that saline water that is surrounding our cells. And so just as it comes in and penetrates that saline salt water of the oceans, it's also penetrating that saline salt water inside of our cells.
That's beautiful. And so if we are going, people that are interested in doing the retreat in Hawaii, will we also be swimming a lot in the sea?
Yes, and you know, it's so incredible. There at that particular portal where the dolphins come in, right where the retreat house is, that house is on the 19.5 grid on the earth.
Okay. Wow.
Yes. And of course, that's why the dolphins come there, right? Mm-hmm. And the quality of the water there is a lighter quality. It is a water that has more light, and you can feel the difference in the water. And, you know, the Hawaiian culture, that is where one of the most sacred heiaus on the island of Hawaii is, right at that point. They call that place the pathway to the gods.
Beautiful.
And so they're very aware of this. And so from the bay, that goes right up to Mauna Kea, the most sacred mountain and the tallest mountain in the world. you know, some people don't understand how that works, but from the bottom of the sea, ocean floor, to the top, Mauna Kea is the tallest mountain in the world.
Yes, and because the seabed in near Hawaii is 8,000 meters deep, and Hawaii is in fact a huge volcano that's rising up from the ocean floor. And if you measure the height from the ocean floor until the top, then you measure more than 9,000 meters.
Right, exactly. And so as we, you know, as we look at that and say, okay, what does that mean? We've got the most active volcano in the world, Pele, Kilauea volcano, the most active in the world. So we've got that power and energy coming from the very core of the earth. And then we have the tallest mountain in the world reaching into the heavens. And it's right on the 19.5 latitude. And that latitude, physics, they're discovering that that has a hyper-dimensional quality to it.
Yes. I recommend people to read the book from Ravel Melchizedek, which is called The Serpent of Light Beyond 2012, where he speaks about his 19.5 degree grid. I think he was near where this house of the retreat was, where you are situated, or where you will do the retreat, Estrella. Because I remember reading about his endeavors there and his crystal ceremonies, which he did, and I think they are exactly on the same spot.
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure he was there doing, putting some crystals and doing ceremony.
Yeah, and he spoke, because I remember he spoke about a 19.5 degree, because this is where the cosmic energy comes in the strongest on the planet, right?
So what happens at the 19.5, what they've discovered is that, you know, one of the major discoveries that brought a lot of attention to it was the discovery of Cydonia, the pyramids and face on Mars. So the pyramids and the face on Mars is actually at 19.5 degrees. Mm-hmm. So what they discovered is that when they started to look at that, that there's other things happening on different planets. On Jupiter, there's the red spot. There's the most active volcanoes on Venus are at that 19.5 degrees. There's something with Neptune. I mean, there's just, they're starting to tune into this phenomenon of this 19.5 degrees and being able to see that there's a hyperdimensional field there that's being created, which means, of course, I mean, when I put it into my languaging, it's a key that opens. It's a place where the cosmic energies come into the earth and they kind of get distributed through there. And, you know, it's interesting because the Hawaiian culture and in their ancient spiritual tradition, of course, they are very aware of their connection with the Pleiades star system and the ancient Lemuria. And so this point, Mauna Kea being the tallest mountain on the earth, it is the key that kind of like goes into the galaxy at that 19.5. It kind of locks in, and there's like a hyperdimensional vortex that's created. So the Hawaiians knew that this was a very important connection to the Pleiades star system. And so they actually do very special sacred rituals on top of that mountain and a couple of sacred spots up there. Specifically connecting in with the Pleiades star system and ancient Lemuria.
Wow, that's just amazing. Of course, during this retreat, you will give maybe some information about it and some little lecture or something. Because you are in your professional life, you are a performer, you are a sacred dance artist, you do sound healing and meditations, you are also a channel.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, you are a kind of prototype for an earthling to use all of its abilities, which is, of course, wonderful.
Mm. Yeah, thank you, Martin. At the retreat, you know, we're going to be having a lot of experiential experiences with sound vibration. You know, one of the things that I work with is very precise, scientifically researched frequencies that retune us with the harmonic structure of the earth. also the harmonic blueprint, the sacred geometry blueprint of the human body mm-hmm. and of all of creation. And we'll be also working with frequencies of the stars and the planets. And so we will be doing some Pleiadian light activation meditations. We'll be also attuning with some DNA frequency codes to activate our DNA. We'll also be working with balancing the brain hemispheres so that we can receive and drop into this deeper level of connection and resonance with the earth, creating this portal, a more harmonious portal in the body for us to be able to absorb the light that is coming into the earth. Because yes. as we know, with light, it can reflect. When we have chaotic energies going on, they tend to reflect, bounce the light off, right?
Yeah, maybe you have heard about Katara, which Ka is sound and Ra is light, and it's interconnected into the energy of the sun because this light and sound. Because I was having the idea, I have here an audio recording from you, which is called Venus and Mars, and maybe we can just let the audience experience a few minutes of your of the sound healings that you're doing, so that I have an idea where you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sounds great.
Yeah, well, this is called Venus and Mars, and maybe you can just explain a bit what the feminine and masculine energy mean in this recording before mm-hmm. I play it.
Yeah, definitely. The of course, the planet Venus is. So important right now as far as the activation of these new DNA codes in our body. Mm-hmm. And Venus is actually the planet that is birthing the Earth into this new vibrational light. She plays a very important role. And so attuning ourselves with the planet and harmonics of Venus and the qualities that Venus brings and attuning ourselves to those qualities in our heart, opening to receive them, is very important. And during the alignment at 11-11-11, Venus will be at the 11th degree, okay, with Mercury. And she will be coming through this portal, which we can talk about in a little bit more about what is happening with this portal in the 19.5, and Mars, okay, because when we, during the 11-11-11 gateway, Mars is going to be at the 29th degree of Leo. The 29th degree of Leo. Leo is the heart point. The 29th degree on this earth is at the Giza pyramids and the Sphinx. Whoa. So the Sphinx point on this earth is the heart portal. Okay? It is what I call the gateway, the royal gate of the heart. And so Mars will be at the 29th degree of Leo, opening that portal of the heart. And when we think about the Mars energy, of course, it is the masculine energy. It is the dynamic, and it is the divine warrior. And so the divine warrior will be holding open the gateway to the heart during the 11-11-11 portal. Venus with Mercury. Now, Mercury is the planet of communication, particularly angelic, high mm-hmm. vibrational communications. And so Venus will be conjunct Mercury at the 11th degree during the gateway, bringing through this energy into the heart, resetting and recalibrating the vibration of our heart to these higher qualities of divine love and light, which we are going to be receiving from the cosmos through this 11-11-11 digital time code sequence.
Mm-hmm. And when this will happen, I think because many channels like Salusa are speaking about the 11-11, and all the light workers are expecting something of a cosmic nature on this date.
Mm-hmm. So that light, Martin, that's coming in, another part of the alignment that is happening during the 11-11-11 is the two grand trines that are happening, there's two grand trines that are forming, and a grand trine, which is an equilateral triangle, that grand trine is the most harmonious angle. And so these light energies that are pouring in through the 1111 and gateway to activate our DNA to the next level are coming through this perfect divine portal. I mean, if you can imagine this earth being in the perfect proportions and situation to receive these codes into our body. And that's why it's so important for us to be aware, because we want to be able to absorb the light into our body. And so we want to be in a place of harmony and vibrationally, so that we can literally breathe these energies into the cellular matrix and structure of our body through that saline, through the water. And so, you know, it is about the feminine qualities. You know, Venus, the feminine qualities are the qualities of surrender and opening and being able to receive on a very supple kind of watery level. And so bringing that light into the cells, Venus is a very important part of it. Those qualities of the feminine will allow this light energy of the masculine to impregnate, you might say, come in to the biology of our body.
So in fact, this masculine and feminine energy will kind of have a sacred marriage on the 1111 gateway, because it's a digital code. And the two opposing energies are kind of becoming one.
They're becoming one, but they're also, it's very interesting, because it's kind of like the divine masculine with the Mars energy is coming in to hold open the portal of the heart. It's kind of like almost doing a service or a duty for the feminine energy. Mm-hmm. And Venus will be up there just channeling through and transmitting her light and energy through that portal.
Right.
Straight into the heart.
So to introduce the listeners to your sound healing work, I will now play in the next couple of minutes this Venus and Mars sound healing, which you did a couple of weeks ago, I think. And then we'll be back together, all right, Estaria?
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, if everybody's ready, I will now play a very beautiful sound healing meditation from Estaria Venus, my guest. And I would say enjoy this very much. And be ready for some very intense frequencies that are very uplifting. So here we go.
Thank you.
It makes me into a calm state of mind. It brings you a kind of peaceful feeling, because it's doing something with the left and right hemisphere of your brain, right?
It is. It is. It's not specifically working with the brainwave entrainment that I do with other particular frequency patterns and codes, but it is harmonizing us in a way that is bringing us into a deeper brainwave state in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can feel that. But I heard from a listener that the audio quality was not that good over the radio.
Okay.
But that's all right. Speaking about the retreat again, maybe first of all, if anybody is interested, this is ET First Contact Radio, your host Martin Horst interviewing Estaria Venus, a very distinguished lady from Hawaii, and she's doing a retreat from the 7th until the 14th of November, and during this retreat we will pass the 11-11-11 gateway, where we just spoke about, and maybe Estaria, for listeners that are just coming in, you can share again your website, how people can reach you.
Mm-hmm. The website is estaria.com, and that's spelled E-S-T-A-R-Y-I-A, estaria.com.
Right. So, to briefly summarize what we spoke about the energies of the 11th gateway and the retreat, where we will swim with dolphins, but also we spoke about the 19.5 degree grid where this retreat house is situated in Hawaii, and about the cosmic energies that is in fact on every planet in our solar system, like Mars, Jupiter, Uranus, and Venus. They all have specific spots on their surface and on the 19.5 degree incline on the surface there is a big volcano or there is a dimensional portal. So Hawaii is also situated on the Earth, which is the highest mountain on the Earth. And maybe you want to share a bit more about this special place where the retreat will be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Well, the retreat, like I said, is oceanfront, and we're going to be right there at one of the most sacred heiaus on the island, on the pathway to the gods, which is what the Hawaiians call it, which is the 19.5 grid. And what we will be doing on the 11-11-11 is actually we're going to be going to a special, we'll be doing our morning ceremonies there with the dolphins and with the sounds at the house. And then in the afternoon, we are going to join with a very special kumu on the island. And a Hawaiian kumu is like a spiritual teacher or priest or priestess of spiritual wisdom and knowledge, that they transfer that knowledge of the ancient spiritual traditions of the Hawaiian culture. And kumu, Olalena, is a very special kumu, and she will be with us during the retreat. We're going to be in ceremony and she'll be with us during that ceremony, and it's going to actually happen at a Tibetan temple in the evening.
Wow, that's special.
Yeah, it's very special. So it really is, and this has probably never been done before. I mean, that we will be bringing in and merging the Hawaiian energies with the Tibetan in such a way, and inside of a Tibetan temple for part of the ceremony. And so it's a very, you know, it is about global unity. This 11-11-11 is, you know, of course, it's activating our DNA strands to this higher level of consciousness. And what does that really mean? It's a new level of unity consciousness. And so we'll be there in ceremony at the Tibetan temple in the evening during the 11-11-11 and doing some particular Hawaiian ceremonies as well.
Well, that sounds very good. And, of course, during the 11-11-11 gateway, I have been having ideas that maybe Pleiadians and Sirians will come to step into the third dimension, because our vibration is raising, and I expect, because disclosure is being delayed for such a long time, I think that I also spoke with friends on Facebook. They have a beautiful website called readyfortheshift.com, and they post very interesting articles about Ascension in 2012 and First Contact. And they are now also thinking that, in fact, First Contact will happen prior to disclosure. So maybe on the 11-11-11 gateway, some of us who are in a high vibration already will already meet some Pleiadians or Sirians or Andromedians.
Well, you know, that I'm glad you brought this up, Martin, because the full moon, of course, is happening on the 10th. So
right.
We're in the full moon energy during the 11-11-11, and the full moon is in Taurus. And the morning of 11-11-11, it goes to the exact degree where the Pleiades star system. So we have the Pleiadian exact alignment with the moon on the morning of 11-11-11. So there is a gateway open for the Pleiadian energy, of course, because, you know, we're moving into this next level of light, and that next level of light is the frequencies of the Pleiades.
Right, and of course the human race is most close inherited to the Pleiadian civilization, because during the time of Lemuria and Atlantis, the Sirians and Pleiadians were here. And we had a very high evolved civilization that was destroyed at the end of Atlantis. But this time in history, there will be no destruction. There will only be glory and unity and love and light. So I have the feeling that the light is at the winning hand right now.
Absolutely. The light is flooding in, and it's awakening this earth to a new vibration, and so many of us are feeling it, and that's all we really need to stay attuned with.
Yes, and it is so beautiful that lightworkers like you yourself, Astaria, are doing ceremonies and organizing events so that people can stand in the light and raise their frequency and raise their vibration. And I think the videos that you are that you shared on YouTube are just about, of course, next to many other lightworkers, bring is in this higher frequency of love and light. So I think you're doing a very good job, and I'm very happy to have you on the show. And I think that many people are feeling that it is now time to take action and to organize or to participate in organizations and events like this retreat in Hawaii in order to lift their vibration. I think it's very good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And of course, with the dolphins there, that's like an extra added bonus, because they are working on such high levels. And there's a real shift. Have you swam with the dolphins before, Martin?
No. I was in Israel in Eilat, where they swim with the dolphins. I walked over a kind of bridge where I could see the dolphins swimming in the Red Sea. There was a kind of 2 months list where you had to subscribe because they were fully booked, so they didn't have time, and I was very sad, of course, but that was in 2003. I could have been there and attended to swim with them, but unfortunately there was a long subscription list, so I wasn't able to.
Well, it's a life-changing experience, I have to say. And, you know, they are working. They can read your feelings, thoughts, emotions, everything within a split second, even before you're entering the water. And so they're giving us vibrational attunements as well. Mm-hmm. And the sonar, you know, that high-frequency sonar that is coming through them is uplifting us to higher, more joyful vibrational states, is all I can say. I mean, that's been my experience, and that's been almost everyone's experience. I mean, I can't think of one person who could say that they did not get out of the water from the experience of the dolphins with a feeling of expansiveness and a feeling of joy and lightness, more light.
Right, because the dolphins originate from the Sirian star system. And when I ever hear the sound of dolphin or I see video from dolphins, there's so much love and light vibrating from those, well, I won't say animals, but beings, you know, they're more like, they're divine beings.
Totally. And so we'll be working with them, you know, we'll be with them in the water, experiencing that energy from them, but we also, they're with us the entire retreat and in all of the healing work that we do. And also as part of the retreat, I want to mention we have another amazing healer that is with us the entire time, Dolphin Dave. Dolphin Dave has spent so much time in the water with the dolphins and the whales. And the whales is a whole nother experience. And I want to add that I just found out the other day, Martin, that the whales have already arrived around the Big Island. They've already been spotted. Now, this is extremely unusual. This is very, very early for them. This is like a month early or two. I mean, usually they don't really start coming until maybe sometime mid-November or December. I mean, we've just come into October here. And so, you know, I would say that the whales are preparing for this gateway. It, you know, it's really unheard of for them to arrive this early. And so so they have already arrived to the Big Island. And, you know, with their sonic vibrations, they are really, you know, you could just say vibrating, open, clearing, you know, and then the dolphins are bringing in this high frequency, you know, from Sirius star system. And so anyway, I wanted to say that, but Dolphin Dave has spent a tremendous amount of time in the water with the whales. And, you know, I had a whale experience on the Big Island. It was really profound. I've only had one, but I was in the water. We were all out on this boat, a whole group of us. And, it was a friend's birthday, and first the dolphins came. So we all got in the water, and we were swimming with the dolphins. Then a manta ray came. So we were in the water with the manta ray. Next thing you know, the whales show up, and they just came out of nowhere. And the whales were, you know, it was just an extraordinary, expansive experience. And to be in their consciousness field, it's very expansive. And so the whales are there on the Big Island. Dolphin Dave does a lot of work with them, and he's an extraordinary healer and an amazing artist and musician. He plays didgeridoo and drums, and so he will be co-facilitating with me a lot of the ceremonies, the shamanic healing journeys and ceremonies that we'll be doing during the week. In addition to the very high vibrational celestial frequency work and DNA work, we'll be going into those shamanic healing realms as well, doing a lot of breath work, etc. And he's also going to be leading the group through a sacred art project together that we do together. So, you know, that's an extra special thing that's happening as well during the retreat.
Well, that sounds amazing. And maybe it's just, what I think is that all events leading up to first contact and ascension, that people shouldn't doubt to join the retreat, because I think the building up of energies leading up to the 11th gateway are just so special. And I think this retreat will be not just an ordinary event. I think it will be something which is life-changing and uplifting, and especially now in the time that we live in, I think If you're really interested, and I think you should be, if you're listening, you should contact Estaria on www.estaria.com, Estaria.com. And contact her, and she's with me now, and we still have about 10 minutes to go with this interview. This is ET First Contact Radio with your host, Maarten Horst. And welcome back, Estaria.
Yes, thank you.
So, we have discussed the retreat and the dolphins and the energies and the performers, the dolphin Dave that is doing the performances. And so the whales have arrived in Hawaii, and I think that's very special because I think those animals are feeling what is happening and what will happen in the near future, in the coming weeks and months, because I think we are being prepared for unprecedented events on this planet.
Yes. It's the next level of awakening that is really beyond anything that we can imagine. But it is the next level of awakening that is upon us.
Right, and we are already at the third quarter of 2011, and the next year will be 2012, which will be a very promising year because of the predictions from the Mayans and the Egyptians and the Aboriginals and the Hopis and the Zulus. All indigenous people have tried to prepare us for the great upliftment in 2012, and of course all the doom and gloom from Hollywood and other sources that are trying to bring us fear. We should forget all the fear and focus on love and hope and light, and do things like meditation and prayer and of course retreats like you can do with Estaria.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's really important for us to, you know, now, you know, as we're preparing to go into this gateway, to be in prayer, to be in meditation, to do your yoga and your exercises, you know, breathe, let the energy, you know, move, because as the energies are coming in, you know, some people might be experiencing more stress or anxiety levels. And so this is the time, this is not the time to slack off on our spiritual practices. This is the time to really embrace them even more and to just let everything go, to be really super present in our bodies, in our breath, really becoming attuned with our internal vibration. The more we are in touch with the pulse systems in our body and our internal vibration, the more we can breathe into that, which allows us to open to receive this light energy on the earth. And for people who would like to experience some of that through the CDs, you know, my CDs, I have these sound frequency patterns recorded. And so by listening to the CDs, you can actually bring your brainwave states and all the pulse systems in the body into coherence, so that you are in that portal, that space of meditation, that space where you're actually able to be in the rhythmic pulse that the earth is vibrating at. You know, the earth has a pulse wave. And of course, that's part of, you know, the tides and the ocean and the moon is part of that. And so one of the CDs that people can access that's very powerful for stress release and taking you into a deep zone of meditation and for healing is the Planetary Frequencies Delta Wave. And right, that CD has the frequencies of the moon and hydrogen on it, okay? Hydrogen, the water molecule. It also has the moon with Neptune, okay? And that's our, you know, insight, our clairvoyance. And there's also the frequency of gold woven in. And so the Planetary Frequencies Delta Wave CD will attune you with the planets and activate that hydrogen molecule around and that water that's around our cells, but put us into the brainwave state, Delta, that is the most harmonious state, the deepest state for us to be able to surrender and relax and receive and open the body so that it's releasing all the stress frequencies, because the stress frequencies and that anxiety is one of the things that bounces that energy off. So we want to move that out. We want to harmonize that energy so that we can be open and fluid and able to breathe this new light energy into our bodies.
That's beautiful. That's very, really, really great and really beautiful. And Astaria and all my dear friends who are listening, I have the feeling that we are living in very exciting times and that the coming weeks and months will be so promising and uplifting. And I feel a kind of blanket of calm and of let's say, yeah, calmness, a blanket of calmness that is laid down around the earth right now, of energy, of a grid that is preparing us for the great upliftment.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know if you can feel it or if other people can feel it, but that's how I see it in these last few days.
The light that's coming in and the harmonic resonance that we're able to actually really start to feel. And that's why I want to just say again that it is so important for us to be in our meditations and our spiritual practices so we aren't missing it, because it is here. The light and the energy is here. Mm-hmm. It's really just us surrendering to harmonize with it, you know, becoming one with our environment, with the elements of creation, you know, surrendering so much that we become, you know, living and breathing as one with the earth. Because, you know, the earth is receiving this light energy. It is penetrating through these stargates and portals and grid points on the earth. All we have to do is harmonize with the earth, become part of Gaia, become one living breath of Gaia, because the energy that's flowing into the earth and into the water and into the trees, you know, we're just part of that. We're in sync with that rhythm. So the more we can synchronize with that rhythm, it's nothing that we really have to do but open up and let go of the fear and just be in the heart, embrace our heart fully.
I think that's just the most beautiful thing that you said. And to conclude the show, Astaria, you have just such a beautiful, sweet voice, and I think the work you're doing is just amazing. So maybe before we close off and sign out, you can again share your website with us, how people can contact you for the retreat.
Yes, so to get information about the retreat or any of the sound frequency healing CDs, the website is www.astaria.com, and that's E-S-T-A-R-Y-I-A, astaria.com.
Okay.
I look forward to being in touch with anyone. If anybody has any thoughts or questions that they'd like to email me regarding the retreat or regarding the 11-11-11 gateway, just want to open that up and welcome that.
Well, that's beautifully said, and I'm ready to receive this blessing, and I hope I can attend the retreat in Hawaii. So thank you, Astaria, and thank you all, my dear friends, for listening. And I will be back in 2 weeks on BBS, and I will be next Wednesday. I will be speaking live on findingvoicesradio.com at 10 a.m. until noon Pacific Standard Time, and from 6 p.m. until 8 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time. And you can use a time code converter to see your own local times, wherever you're listening from, and to see what time it is available for you. So thank you again, Astaria.
Thank you, Martin, and just want to thank everybody out there.
Okay, I think it's well received, this interview, by the dear audience and listeners. So thank you all for listening, and namaste.
Namaste.